Okay, I'm in a pub on the Basque block, and the pub is called the Guernica, and named after, of course, the famous city, also made famous by the painting by Picasso, Guernica. And I'm talking to the owner, Dan Ansotki, who's of Basque origin. And Dan, can you tell me about this particular pub where I am?
Well, our restaurant, Guernica, we started in 1991. We've been here on the Basque block since then, of course. And I used to teach school. I've made several trips to the Basque country, and I always fell in love with the style of the pub over there and how it was so inviting for the family. It was something that was, food was almost always served in one form or another. And I always thought we needed something like that here in Boise. And so we normally when people think of Basque restaurants, they think of a dinner house and what's come out of the Basque boarding houses that was here, especially in the western part of the United States. But I wanted to do something different than that. I wanted to do more of a pub-style fare, but similar to my favorite hangouts that I found in the Basque country over the years. And so we were able to get a hold of this building through the Basque Museum, who acquired the building before it was torn down. And we were able to come in and do a remodel on it and try to make the decor look a lot like something I would have gone into that would have been, you know, in one of the towns that I lived in the Basque country. Our items on the menu, again, are more of a pub style in a sense, but a Basque style.
Especially the lamb.
The lamb is big in the United States, but then again, it's not very big back in the old country. So that's something that we brought in. And then we use only leg of lamb, but we use it in several sandwiches, in a lamb stew, and in a kebab style. So.
And you have, for example, chorizo. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
We say chorizo.
Chorizo, is that in Basque dialect? Because in Spanish, I would say chorizo.
Actually, in Spain, they would say chorizo. Okay. They would use that.
Of course.
But the CH would always still be a ch sound, so chorizo or chorizo. In Basque, actually, the sausage is called lekanka, but it's not really a highly used word. So more often, we then take away the sound from the Castellano, and we just say chorizo.
Now, you're obviously of Basque background. Tell me about your heritage. When did you first become aware of your Basque heritage?
Well, we grew up with it. My grandparents on both sides, all four of my grandparents, came from the old country, and I knew them, grew up with them. We heard Basque spoken in our home. My father and mother both grew up speaking Basque. My mom subsequently forgot hers. She understands it quite well to this day, but my father passed away in 75, or excuse me, in 84. I'm all messed up, but... and he spoke Basque from the, you know, it was his first language, and didn't learn English until he went to grade school. When we were growing up, his dad lived with us, and so we always heard it in the home. And even though we didn't pick up much more than a few words, it was always there. And then I was able to go back to the Basque country when I was a sophomore in college, study a year back there, and learn Basque at that time.
And now you're quite involved in Boise with Basque heritage, and I understand that you actually teach music. What can you tell me about that?
Well, we've had Basque dancing groups here in Boise for a long time, and they're very successful. We have a group of kids ranging from age from 5 to 13, and I think they have around 140 members in that. We have the Wincati Basque dancers, which have performed all over the United States and in many places in the world, actually. And they are a group of around 70 members, and they're from 14 on up to about 40 years old, semi-professional dancers. But we never had a group with musicians. So about four years ago, I think we decided to start teaching the Basque style button accordion and the tambourine. And now we have a group of, I think we have about 16, no, excuse me, about 12 to 14 kids that are learning button accordion, and about 20 that are learning tambourine. and they range in age from 6 years old on up to about 40 or so.
And in terms of preserving the Basque culture and the heritage, has that been a struggle?
Well, as long as it's not really trying to preserve it, as long as it's trying to live it. When you try to preserve it, you become a museum and things die. All you can do is kind of copy, and every copy, as you know, whether it's a machine or whether it's people, every copy is that much less of what it is before. So if it doesn't go through a living experience, if it's not changing and evolving, then it's dying. So we're hoping that the culture here, although we're in the third, fourth, and even fifth generation of Basque, we're hoping that it's actually continuing to evolve. We have people that go back quite a lot to learn Basque. We have Basque classes available here in Boise, but it's always hard to learn a language, especially as difficult as Basque, when you're not submerged in the culture. And so the people that actually find success at that are the ones that are able to take a year and go back to the Basque country and get into some of the intensive courses over there, intensive studies, and learn the language.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very, very good.